This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Cult leaders determine what their followers are allowed to believe, even in their most private thoughts. In order to do this, cults separate people from all they have known before. They force their members to renounce their former lives, their countries, their customs. They allow no loyalty except to the cult. The first thing they attack always is the family. Families are the main impediment to brainwashing and extremism. That's true in every culture. So if you're going to control individuals, if you're going to transform free people into compliant robots, the first thing you must do is separate them from the ones who love them most.
I think the important thing for white parents to keep in the front of our mind is that if black children in this country are not allowed innocence and childhood without fear of being killed by police or marginalized in some other way, then our children don't deserve innocence. If Tamir Rice can be shot dead in a public park playing with a toy gun, something white children do all over this country every day without the same fear of being shot, if Tamir Rice can be killed, then white children need to be told at least at the same age. If they can't be innocent, we don't get to be innocent.
Who is behind this cultural revolution? Who is behind this Maoist-style takeover? From the words of David Rockefeller himself in the New York Times, this whole thing is a Rockefeller UN globalist experiment in China. They believe it's been successful. They're taking the planet over. And that is the ideology. That is what this entire system is, ladies and gentlemen.
The President of the United States of America awards this Presidential Medal of Freedom to David Rockefeller. Through his extensive humanitarian efforts to promote world peace, David Rockefeller has worked to improve lives both at home and abroad. His creation of and support for the Trilateral Commission has provided a unique forum for communication and problem solving by world leaders.
We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and restricted their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the publicity, that the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident. The United Nations can and should play an essential role in helping the world find a satisfactory way of stabilizing world population.
It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. But it's okay, they're saying the leftists can demonstrate, they can protest. But in leftist cities, the police will arrest you if you leave your house, still in many areas, or don't wear a mask or social distance. But if you're out ranting and raving and calling for an abolishment of local government, well, you're a wonderful angel cake. Because they have to overthrow government first to rebuild on it their nightmare New World Order system.
Black Lives Matter is not just a radical idea. Making sure that we limit the size, scope, and scale of policing in this country.
Chanting breaks out in city council today during city budget discussions.
We don't want anybody to take a knee. It does not give our communities the resources that they actually need for mental health care, for relief for COVID, from the things that would actually keep us safe, not cops. We're calling for defunding the police.
Now when the cops wrongfully kill somebody and they all get indicted, the whole country melts down and then everybody's guilty for what some bad cops did. And the left says disarm and disband all the police? Well, who's going to go out and run all your leftist control systems? They're not getting rid of the police. The left are muscling in on the police and saying, you're going to be leftist enforcers now, or we're going to cut your funding. That's all this is.
have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation that they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
It's June 9th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. I'll be here at the very beginning. Alex will be coming in later in the broadcast. We'll have Steve Chinnick as well as Paul Joseph Watson. I want to begin by taking a look at this, I don't know, what you call it, shameful or ridiculous display that was put on by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and these other Democrats yesterday, taking the knee in Capitol Hill. And well, I think we got some exclusive footage of it, don't we? Let's roll that exclusive footage of the attack on the White House and then the submission. Roll that footage. There you can see them flying in. Bazookas, nothing works. And then the Democrat Antifa mob here exercises some gun control by seizing the fully automatic weapon and snapping it. Kicking the door to the Oval Office in.
You are the one they call president?
I am.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly. Good. Rise before Zod.
Oh, and she does.
We'll now... Well, during the moment of silence, I'm sure that those who have been...
kneel before Zod.
We will now kneel for our moment of silence.
So obedient. So obedient. There she is. They take the knee.
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
That's right, and yet they do kneel, don't they? But they are expecting that you will be kneeling before their policies. Because understand, it is their policies that are at the root of what they are complaining about. You know, we had the family, the attorney for the family of George Floyd, has now demanded that the United Nations intervene in what is going on here. He wants them to investigate, to intervene, and to recommend what needs to be done here in America to fix all this, the United Nations. And one of the things that he mentioned in that was the militarization of the police and the militarized training. He said, we've got this heavy equipment and so forth. Does he not realize that this was put in by his Lord and Master Barack Obama? Do you remember the NDAA and how they snuck into that annual authorization for the Defense, Defense Authorization Act? They snuck in their indefinite detention by the military without due process, even being able to render you to another country where presumably you could be treated to torture and so forth by the government if they allowed that there, not being a citizen there, not having any constitutional bill of rights as they have worked so hard to destroy here. We were very concerned about that when that happened, along with Republican support, because, you know, hey, if they put it in there to support the military, we're not going to pull anything out, right? We got to give them the authorization to take, for the military to take American citizens and hold them without due process. The Democrats didn't care because it was Obama. And now they're complaining and using this as an effort to get more power. This is all this is. This is a power play. They look like they are submitting, but they are not submitting. This is as phony as the cloth that they have wrapped around their necks, the kente cloth. And you have Democrats one after the other saying that what this is the Democrats in blackface. This is political blackface, said Kira Davis. She said, I've never known any white person to appropriate these patterns for a very public but vague cultural statement until today. It's also bizarre. To me, it was nothing more than political blackface. Pelosi and Schumer were donning the colors of a people and a movement that they know nothing about, and I would say that they care nothing about. If they cared about this, you would not have had the militarization of the police under Obama. You would not have had the crime bill that Biden pushed. They would be talking about ending the war on drugs, which is the root cause of the militarization of the police. As I was saying this morning on the program that I have that precedes this one, and again, you can track it every morning, 9 to noon Eastern time. It's live on InfoWars. But as I was saying this morning, we go back and look at the history of this, and we look at how they have used this war on drugs to eliminate due process, to do no-knock SWAT team raids. When you go back to the Rodney King riots, it was Daryl Gates who was the police chief in L.A., and he was the first person to really embrace SWAT teams and armored personnel carriers and the militarization of the police. And what did he do when you had a similar situation? You had the Rodney King arrest and beating, and the optics on it just enraged the black community. They were dragging people like Reginald Denny out of his truck, beating him just because he was white. So because of the violence that they saw of the police officers, whether or not it was justified, they were coming after white people, not even the police. But the police were not taking any chances. They used all of that militarized power not to protect businesses, not to protect neighborhoods, but to protect themselves. Daryl Gates circled the wagons around the city hall and the police departments. They protected themselves. And we see the same pattern happening today. No matter how militarized, no matter how much power is given to the police, they will leave people to defend themselves. And so when we look at this shameless posturing that's being done by Pelosi and others, recognize it for what it is. And understand that these reforms that they were passing out to you and telling you to defund the police, and we need to reform the police. That's the real problem. They don't want you to reform the police. They want you to get rid of the police. But they're not going to get rid of their policies. So who is going to enforce these policies? As Tucker Carlson said, you're going to see the weaponization of this Black Lives Matter racist identity politics. You're going to see that weaponized. You can already see it in terms of what is allowed with free speech. Anytime you say something that is against the established narrative, and this goes back to COVID-19, if you suggest, just merely suggest, that you might have hydroxychloroquine, or you might have some other treatment, maybe it's intravenous vitamin C, maybe it's stem cells, you will not be allowed to say that. You will immediately be punished. Just as today, you are immediately punished if you talk about some solution to this other than jumping in on the racism crisis that they've created. Just as they had focused on a lockdown followed by vaccination, they've now focused on racism followed by Black Lives Matter. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about the history of Black Lives Matter. BLM, the M really stands, it's you could just call it blacks, liberals, and Marxists, because it has have a deep basis in Marxism. If you go back and you look at its origins, going back to 2013, that's when we first had that term used. But when we look at what they're proposing, they do not want to remove the tools of oppression. They turn their eyes away from whenever the Democrats have enacted these structures. They make it purely about politics. And we've got to focus on this and make sure that we don't give a pass to Republicans or to presidents who destroy our liberties as well. Because you understand that the things that are put in place now, whether it is surveillance in the name of tracking looters, or surveillance in the name of tracking people who are infected, or whether it is vaccines that are going to help us to get out of lockdown, those are going to be used against us by people that we don't like. Not just the people that we love. They may use it against us as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Folks, what we are seeing is a complete cultural revolution, a complete political and economic revolution. You have to understand the looting of this country began with the lockdown. We have seen more wealth transferred from the middle class and from Main Street to the elite and to Wall Street than ever in history, as they decided that the large companies were essential, but your small business is not. And as I said at the very beginning, it's very much like what Mao did to eliminate any opposition. He was worried that it was going to come from the middle class, so he destroyed the middle class with his cultural revolution, with his great leap forward. He purged them out of the cities, took them out of their homes, put them out in the fields, ostensibly to raise more food, and yet you had 80 million people starved to death because it was about his power. And let me tell you what you're seeing right now with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all this Black Lives Matter. They don't believe Black Lives Matter. This is not about racism. This is about their political game. And it essentially comes down to power coming out of the barrel of the gun and who is going to be holding the guns. You know, they are setting up as part of this radical revolution. And as I said this morning on the program before this one, I said what we've seen here is a blitzkrieg information war. This is a lightning war. We've never seen this combination of firepower between the mainstream media owned by three or four companies. Everything that you see in broadcast media, everything that you see in entertainment controlled by three or four companies. And social media, everything that you are allowed to say, everything that you're allowed to see and hear on social media controlled by three companies. This kind of power, this kind of concentration of power is similar, I think, to what happened at the beginning of World War II. You know, we just had on Sunday the anniversary of D-Day. And, of course, the Antifa people claimed it as their own. And many people in the mainstream media said, oh, look, you know, what we had going on D-Day was the biggest Antifa rally ever. No, it wasn't. Antifa are looters, thieves, liars, terrorists. They are not the soldiers who defeated the Nazis. And what you have to understand is that it is not just a radical restructuring of our economy, destroying the middle class, getting people accustomed to universal basic income, which has been the plan for decades. The UN 2030 agenda, smart cities, universal basic income. They are manipulating you. They did this very quickly in the same way that even though we had airplanes in the First World War, they did not realize the power of the airplanes, the power of the blitzkrieg, the lightning war. And we don't realize how powerful this new propaganda power is, but they've been able to radically alter society on a global scale now, two times within 3 months, with both the lockdown and now with the looting. And you got people on both sides scared to death by this blitzkrieg of information war. And they're calling for more government power. And we have to be very careful about the solutions that they have prepared for us. You have one of the people in Minneapolis, as they're talking about dismantling the police department there, even on CNN, Allison Camerato is kind of, well, I'm not really too sure about what you're talking about here, asked about those people who might be concerned about their personal safety. And the person she was talking to from the Minneapolis City Council, the president, Lisa Bender, and of course they were the ones that City Council were the ones who voted to defund the police and did it over the objections of the mayor. And so the president of the City Council was there on CNN, and she said, such concerns come from a place of privilege. You understand that? It comes from a place of privilege. People are now experiencing the reality of life for Americans, African Americans. This is what they always say about communists, right? They have nothing, and they want to share it with you. These people have anarchy. They have fear. They have violence. And they want you to share in that with them. They don't want to end the fear and the violence. that they have created in the African-American communities across the country, especially in the countries that are run by black Democrats, places like Baltimore and Chicago. No, no, no. They don't want to end that fear and violence. They want you to experience it. That's what this is really about. And so Allison Camerato then came back to the, do you understand the word dismantle or police free also makes some people nervous? For instance, what if in the middle of the night my home is broken into? Who do I call? Well, yeah, who do you call? Who do you call when you have a riot? As I said before, as we've seen in the LA riots, as we've now seen across the country, the people who are organized to defend themselves. I played a clip last week from a black Chicago woman who was absolutely over the top. Oh, we had to heavily censor the the language for the broadcast. But she was putting out one F word after the other and one ethnic slur after the other. She was outraged that there were Arabs and a black person surrounding a business holding rifles. And she used every slur she could think of to condemn them. How dare you? Just get away and let people have that stuff. You know, you're going to kill somebody over your stuff you got from China and so forth. Yeah, you know, nobody did anything. It was a deterrent. And that's the point of the Second Amendment. I've had liberals engage me many times and I said the fundamental purpose of the Second Amendment is not to go hunting. It is not even about self-defense. It is about to protecting yourself from a government that is out of control. I mean, well, you can't do that. They said the same things that you've heard from Eric Swalwell, from Beto O'Rourke, and also from Joe Biden, mimicking them, saying, oh, we got big weapons, we got nuclear weapons, we got jets, we got fully automatic weapons, and so forth. Well, you know, that hasn't really worked out well for them in the asymmetric warfare areas where they have occupied Iraq, they've occupied Afghanistan, they have been defeated over and over again after a conventional warfare that went really, really well. And George W. Bush says mission accomplished. And then they decide they're going to do nation building. And they get bogged down into a quagmire with people who don't really have anything like comparable weapons. And they've never really won one of those wars yet. And if they're smart, they won't do that to the American people. That's what the Second Amendment is about. It's about mutually assured destruction, just like the Cold War was about, both sides having nuclear weapons. Fortunately, neither side was crazy enough to use it. Will the Democrats be crazy enough to try to take the guns, especially in this kind of a situation? Well, they may take us into that area, as Tucker Carlson said yesterday, and he was called out on Huffington Post. They were angry about the fact that Carlson said, imagine if the Black Lives Matter rioters had weapons and immunity from prosecution. That's what they're talking about when they talk about partisan law enforcement. Here's a new rule, and it defines everything. You are not allowed to question Black Lives Matter in any way, full stop. And we've seen this over and over again already in terms of the digital public square. I mean, just look at what the examples that we've seen of this new age religion of worshiping Black Lives Matter and their patron saint, George Floyd. We've seen a police chief prostrate on the ground. We've seen other police doing foot washings. And you see these other Democrats kneeling. Well, we have someone else that we kneel to. And Christ is not being kneeled to by the churches. That's the biggest problem.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm here for one more segment, and then Alex Jones will be joining the program and taking it over. I just want to talk in this short period of time that I've got about what is going to happen in terms of the Democrats' program. If you look at this program that was put out after Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats took a knee, they introduced their so-called reforms. They call it Justice and Police Act. And the only thing that they talk about that is an actual reform is to reform qualified immunity, which is something that the Supreme Court imposed in 1982 unilaterally, as they do so many things out of the Supreme Court. But the rest of this stuff is basically racial-based. You have racial stats and quotas are going to be kept on everything that the police do. You're going to have training about racial bias. They're going to make lynching a federal crime. Now, do we have a lot of lynchings that are going on? But see, lynching is a dog whistle, again, for race. So it's all about race, except it's not about race. It's about government and about mismanagement of the Democrats. And also, the one other thing that they're doing here is change the use of force and other standards from a federal level. You understand that this is a federal takeover of local policing, which is the last thing that we want. I mean, that is even more dangerous than defunding the police at a local level. I mean, if you defund the police in one town and it doesn't work out, that doesn't affect the other towns. But if you change policing from the federal level, this is why for the longest time the John Birch Society has talked about supporting your local police, your local sheriff, or whatever. And that's really what I do support. The sheriffs are elected. We didn't have any police in the United States until 1828, and we didn't have much of it very widespread until the 20th century. Institutions change, and we need to understand that they can change for the better or for the worse. We have, Frank Serpico pointed out, you have bad actors that are going to be in any human institution. The key thing that has to be done is those bad actors have to be purged. And if you don't purge those bad actors, then that corrupts the institution itself. What we have seen, and the core problem in most of these police departments, is that when you have a bad actor, even if the police chief or the sheriff or the mayor wants to get that person out, the police union stops that. The immunity means that they have no responsibility for what they're doing. And as I pointed out this morning, when we look at people and individuals and institutions and businesses that are given legal immunity, that is an incentive to corruption. Just take a look at the immunity that's been given to the vaccine companies. We don't want that at any level. It is a corrupting factor here. But we especially do not want the federal government controlling law enforcement. That should be done locally. When you look at what happens with these riots, what happened in L.A., when Daryl Gates refused to use his militarized police department to protect people, and now we've seen this again. What happened was the power of the community. People got together and protected their neighborhood, or they protected their business because the police were not doing that. It's one of the reasons why Sturm and Ruger have gained 17.5% in just 1 month, because so many people are buying guns. But not the liberals. Tom Arnold says that liberals should borrow our dad's hunting rifles. Yeah, I guess. Is Tom Arnold still living in his mom and dad's house? Is he living in the basement or something? Second Amendment is for everybody, he says. Oh, really? It is? Well, I've never seen a liberal say that. Then he goes, but it's effing time for us white liberal men to stand up for our brothers and sisters. We need to borrow our dad's hunting rifles and go nose to nose with Trump's gang of misfit tools. Okay, there you go. That's his idea. Because that's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to start a race war. And that's what he's pushing on social media. The problem is that when we have, as we've seen, many police officers in this lockdown say, and police chiefs say, I'm not going to enforce these laws. They are unconstitutional. They can tell me to do it, but I'm not going to cite anybody. I'm not going to shut down any businesses. And you've seen police officers who have taken to social media, and many of them have been fired. We just had a police chief forced to resign after he supported citizens who armed themselves during a riot. So these people who are talking about the abuse of power still want to have power concentrated in their hands, just like Chairman Mao. And that is why they're destroying the middle class. That's why they're pushing this. They do not want to have reform. Let me give you another example of this. Who will replace the police? Well, the Daily Mail talks about what Black Lives Matter and MPD 150 and other activists are saying they want to see happen. Here are some examples. Well, you know, we got this problem now, but I think we'll solve that by having more homeless shelters. Or maybe what we will do is we'll legalize marijuana. Well, that hasn't stopped crime in California, has it? and locking people up for that. Look, Eric Garner was choked to death because he was selling cigarettes as individual cigarettes. They called them Lucy's. Why did he do that? He did that because tobacco is so heavily taxed in New York that it makes it profitable for people to buy the cigarettes in another state, bring them in, and sell them as individual cigarettes. And so that was a minor infraction. And it was an overreaction, to say the least, of the police to choke him to death for violation of a minor infraction. But understand that legalizing marijuana isn't going to do anything. Tobacco is legal, but you can tax it so much that you create a black market for it. And then you send out police or maybe even community organizers with a badge who will eventually, when push comes to shove, wind up choking or shooting or using non-lethal force in a way that is lethal. They say better handling of drug offenses to stop the criminalizing of communities of color. Nowhere, nowhere do the Democrats or the even Black Lives Matter, nowhere do these people talk about ending the war on drugs. The war on drugs has been the core of police corruption, of the abuse of power, of the militarization of the police, of creating a lucrative black market monopoly between these drug gangs. It has caused black people to be locked up with Biden's crime bill, with the mandatory minimum at a rate higher than any society has ever locked people up. But they're not looking at any of these problems to solve. They're looking to use this as racism. Today I talked about in great detail and I don't have enough time to talk about it, but I was sent by Mark Hall, who I've interviewed numerous times, about his documentary, Killing Ed, where he talks about charter schools and how you have some corporations, in the worst case is the Fethullah Gulen organization, operates in every other country as Islamic madrasas, getting massive amounts of money, about $750 million the last time I saw the figures on it. But that was a worst-case example. But he has lived in Germany, and he sent me a picture going back to 1932-33, the KPD. And the flag, if you can zoom in on the desk here, and you can see this. Now, this is a black-and-white print, but the flag is actually the same color, Antifascista Action. And the flag is exactly like the Antifa flag. This is a long-term communist group. And as I mentioned today, I went down the list of people and organizations that are behind this. They are communist organizations. They have been funded by people who are socialists and communists. They pull together the race war, going back to the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers. He went into education because he wanted to push white privilege. They called it white skin privilege. When he stopped bombing buildings, when he stopped killing police officers, he decided that he would bomb your children's minds. And now what we have seen through Common Core and federalization of education, we've now seen thoroughly radicalized youth pushing the agenda of these Marxist organizations, using a race war, because they couldn't do it with a class war, using a race war to overthrow American society and reset it to their...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life with Rich Standover.
about a month of Extendivite. I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Police officers that have been injured, some of them seriously. And yet, my argument here isn't against equality of opportunity. It's not to say there may not still be things in society that aren't perfectly fair, but it is to say this, and to say it very, very clearly. This Black Lives Matter movement is a dangerous Marxist organization hell-bent on anarchy, and we need to wake up, get some facts into our heads, and understand what it is we're fighting. The main agenda of the Black Lives Movement and Black Lives Matters is the defunding of the police force. That's right. They want to effectively close down the established police force in the United States of America, and that's what the key activists in this country want to do as well. They're aiming at a radical redistribution of wealth. They're hinting at assets being taken from private companies and put into the hands of workers. I mean, look, this is a little bit like, you know, the 1917 Lenin Manifesto, which saw the communist revolution.
And that's exactly what this is. And everybody's sitting here flat-footed laughing at the left because you see what clowns the minions are. But it's not clowns on top of it. It is the most powerful, wealthy, rich people on the planet that are ruthless and cold-blooded and know that we have a heart and know that we care, so they use our altruistic nature as weakness and are totally dominating society. If you want to rebel against the man and against the system, then it's the multinational megacorporations that have set China up as the model of planetary control, and it is absolute, pure, unadulterated, complete evil on its face. So, yes, you see the throngs and the masses that they have brainwashed out there as cannon fodder. And you have to understand that as they domesticate more people, it's only going to get worse. And that this is true organized corruption. So here's what I want to do today. I want to open the phones up for the balance of the next 3 hours. And I want to take your phone calls on the subjects of what's unfolding in the world. We are going to attempt as good as we can to break down and lay out exactly what's happening and exactly what's unfolding. And I have to tell you, when you sit there and you try as best you can to watch and to listen to all the things the left are up to, and to see the media misrepresent everything they engage in, this is a pure conversion over to evil that has happened with the average leftist. There are video after video after video where they throw themselves on the hoods of people's cars and act like they fall down and act like that they've been attacked. And the media says, oh, look, someone tried to ram them down and kill them, all trying to repeat Charlottesville over and over again. So it's like a big satanic drama club of victimology control freaks over and over and over again repeating the same garbage. And I've experienced it where they come up to your table, they say, we're going to kill you, we hate you, then they're waiting at the exit, and then they shoot video and you yell back at them and say, Alex Jones came to my table and harassed me. Or they burn down homeless people's stuff in downtown Austin and then just say, we did it. And the news runs with it. And it's that coupling of mainstream media with these criminal mobs that is so incredibly dangerous. And the United States is not the former Soviet Union. It is not communist China. It has a different history, and it's going to be explosive what unfolds in this nation. I've got articles here. We're out in California. Suburbs are defending themselves from armed mobs, just peacefully standing in front of their businesses. And the media is calling them terrorists and vigilantes because they don't let groups of white meth heads dressed in black come and burn down their businesses. It's just simply insane. We also have big developments here in just a moment that we're going to play for you, dealing with an exciting new announcement. But Prince Andrew won't be extradited to the U.S. over Jeffrey Epstein, says Attorney General. What's really all behind that? U.S. prosecutors spar with Prince Andrew, an Epstein attorney. Now, we are also going to look at the whole ongoing COVID hoax that we told you 4 months ago will never go away and will never stop. The EU, the UN, and Spain are announcing it's never going to end. You're never going to not wear a mask. You're never going to be able to leave your house without apps on your phone that tell you when you can. It's the post-human world. It's the Panopticon megapolis lockdown. They said they do. And now it's here. I made a film 13 years ago called Endgame. It has everything in it because they said they do it. It is a dystopia. It is not about your safety. And COVID-19 is a hoax. The death numbers are a hoax. All of it's a fraud. But they can always have their false test and count anybody that dies of car wrecks, gunshot wounds, you name it, saying they test positive for COVID. It's all a fraud to leverage up the deaths and then bring back the deaths and sit there and idle it up, idle it down, rev it up, rev it down. This is the medical tyranny of Bill and Melinda Gates of the New World Order. We are now inside of it. We are now absolutely inside of this medical tyranny, but we can break out if we admit it. Oh, it's now in the news that the Amazon and the Apple and the Google home assistants will now bark Black Lives Matter orders at you. See, last week it was take over Spotify and take over Apple and take over everything and tell you that white people are bad. take over your devices. Now they're just going to shout orders at you while they listen to you. And why not? You took devices into your house that are hooked into mega corporations that listen to you. You let pedophiles come and teach your children in public school. And so they think it's a green light to take everything you've got, I've got, everybody's got. So I'm going to start the next hour, get to all this news, and take your phone calls throughout the rest of the transmission today. Really appreciate the crew, and I appreciate all the radio stations and TV stations and David Knight sitting in the first 45 minutes. I had to be in family court yesterday. That's why I missed the first hour. And then today I had an extraction of a broken tooth set up months ago. COVID-19 shut that down. It took longer for them to get to me, so they pulled this molar. That's been done. We're going to go to break. Here's the big announcement. Reason you should buy our new atomic iodine spray is because atomic iodine is so incredibly good for your body, and because almost no one else is on the market selling true atomic iodine. Now, it's listeners that started about 4 months ago begging for us to put a spray bottle on our X2 iodine. So we looked into it, and the formula we have is not best delivered through a spray bottle. So went to scientists and developers, and they said, actually, it's another great way to aerosolize it and deliver it into the body to reformulate it with this particular type of glycerin and this type of spray bottle. But the real reason I went ahead and decided to develop this is I don't like having to take the bottle of X2 around with me that's got the dropper. That's good for at home, in my medicine cabinet, and in my kitchen. But then I tend to forget when I'm on the road or I'm on a business trip or vacation to take it with me. And the spray bottle is really a refreshing way to do it. It also soothes my throat and my larynx. I obviously talk a lot. And so once we got in some of the test bottles a few months ago, I was blown away, and I'm now personally hooked on it. And this is the way I like to take my X2. So it's proprietary. It just came in. It's 33% off. It's amazing. And if you don't know what iodine is and why it's so important, the soils are depleted. Most of the food is depleted. Most other types of iodine that are out there are bound to other substances, and the body has trouble absorbing them. That's not the case with our nascent iodine system. It's atomic. It's pure. It's very, very clean. And what it does for your thyroid, the rest of your body, is, quote, essential. Iodine is essential. Like oxygen, like water. You have to have it, and one of the best ways to get it is the original X2, or now X2 in the spray bottle. I would take advantage of this right now. I'm very excited about it. By having it in the car, I don't forget to take it. And again, we're discounting it out of the gates at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.